I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About.
Oh, well, it's because I finally accepted that I should wet my dog's feet when I bring them in. Because, like, it was just, I was living in mud. I was like, okay, Erin, this is, you know, there's not caring, and then there's, like, health issues. So, yes, we started to wipe our dog's feet when we bring them in.
Let's talk about this meme that you saw.
Yes. So, and I've been seeing a few of them float around, but the one that really made me want to chat was a relatively extreme meme in that it had this lovely shepherd on the left side in a down with a big prong collar on. And then on the right side, it had some sort of, I think it was a beagle thing, really fat. Like, I'm not just saying a little overweight, it was obese. And the little headline was, which one is humane? Obviously trying to target the fact that positive reinforcement isn't humane because we make fat dogs, which is obviously a very extreme example. Dogs can be obese for many reasons, and it's not because we're using positive reinforcement training. So yeah, it was an extreme example that was being used to try and justify the use of these tools that create pain. And I just want to talk a little bit about that and the fact that using extremes in general is not fair when trying to have a discussion about two different methods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that a lot. And you'll see the same thing from the positive community, our kind of the extremes in our communities. You'll see a picture of a dog in a prong with blood and holes. Like, you'll see a picture of a dog that was got holes, literal holes in his neck and blood running down his neck from the use of a prong. And that's not true either, right? Mm-hmm. You can be abusive with anything in the extreme. And we're not going to help people learn that they don't need to use prong collars and e-collars and slip leads and corrections if what we promote is the extremes, because a lot of our clients, a lot of my clients are using those tools and they're coming to me trying to learn how to not use them. Or they're pet people and they just see, you know, the guy at the pet store says, hey, slap this collar on your dog, it'll fix it. Most people aren't using those tools because they're bad people and they're okay with putting holes in their dog and making them bloody. Most people are just trying to figure out their way through this whole complicated dog training world.
Right, exactly. And kind of like you said, it's hard to educate and have an open discussion if we're not using reality. And reality is that those extremes, obviously they happen, but they're very minimal. And usually they're happening on both sides by people who aren't educated. And it isn't reality. So if we want to have an open discussion about things, you know, let's talk about what does positive reinforcement generally look like? What does those tools, prong collars, e-collars, what is usually happening when we use those and why do they work? It's not because the dog's bleeding. There's other things. People who use those tools, that's not their goal, right? They don't want to make their dog bleed.
We sure hope not.
Yeah, we sure hope not, right? And, you know, the people who do, again, it's the extreme, and that's not generally what happens. So it's just to be mindful and be aware when we see these things floating around the internet that, you know, like all things on social media, generally they are true. And if you want to learn more about it, then it's best to, you know, actually have a chat with a trainer who uses these methods, because they can kind of tell you more accurately about what goes on when using either positive reinforcement or those type of tools. Yeah.
Yeah. And to be clear, we are not advocating for using any kind of tools or methods that hurt here. Just to be clear here, we are definitely not advocating for that. I would never, ever put a prong collar or e-collar on my dogs. And I used to use those tools. So it's not like a lot of trainers that are a little younger than me might never have been in
not
that
pointing
world.
Pointing any fingers. Sorry.
But in the past, there weren't other options for me. When I had one of my most reactive dogs, the positive trainers wouldn't help me at that time. The only person that would help me was somebody who used very severe correction style training. And so that's what I did. And then I took that forward into my next dogs and my next dogs. And then eventually I realized, hey, I don't like this. I want to go back to my roots. And I went and I learned and I learned and I learned and I read the books and I took the classes and I read more books and I took more classes and listened to every podcast out there. And now I can train any dog without any use of any of those aversives. I can't think of a single dog that I work with, and I work with some pretty severe behavior cases and some pretty big dogs, and not one of them, I go, gee, you know what? This would work better if I have one of those tools on them. That just doesn't happen.
Right, exactly. And that's just bringing it back to, you know, you learned and educated yourself on other ways that we can train our dogs without the use of these tools that cause pain. And yeah, that is very important. I'm glad you mentioned it. No, we're not promoting it. but it is just, you know, the main point is that don't necessarily believe what you see on social media. That's the main point. And it is true. It's true for everything. And, you know, it's the same for people who are trying to promote positive reinforcement, you know, be realistic about what the other side is doing. Because like you say, we're not going to help educate people if we're trying to villainize the other side and make it seem like they are just, you know, making their dogs bleed, for the extreme example, right? So we want to be realistic in what's happening. Yeah.
And I could talk about this all day long, but I know this is supposed to be a mini episode, so yes, we can wrap that up there and we can talk more about all the things that are coming to the forefront of my brain at another time.